This is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. Griffin Park under the lights Tuesday night. And after Saturday, Cardiff, which is disappointing, we thought Burton today. Not taking anything for granted, but we thought at home, this would have been an opportunity for us to gain 3 points. We huffed and puffed a bit, but eventually we got the goal from Joseph Soon that put us up front, 1-0 up, and we thought, fantastic. But somehow we managed to fluff it. Ball over the top, header, goal, once again. Same old Brentford. And went all to Burton. To be fair to Burton, they came down here. I have to say, and there's no disrespect to Burton, but they looked terrible in the first half and a lot of the second half. Then as soon as they got their goal, they were potty for it, and they actually went for it, and they actually were playing sort of half these of football. And Brentford were on the rack a little bit, and they looked like they fell apart a little bit. Very disappointed this game, wasn't it?
Very. This should have been our bounce back game after a disappointing performance at Cardiff. You thought, and no disrespect as you said to Burton, but if we are where we are, we're going to be having to do better than we are against teams like Burton. They were very negative in the first half. We just didn't really seem to be able to find a way of breaking them down. Second half, we started off playing with a bit more pace. Obviously, an injection of speed had been ordered into the team. But really, once we got that goal, we then seemed to almost sit back and invite them on to play. And Burton got theirs, and that was it. We never really looked like we were ever going to get a second. It's disappointing because we had that great run. We lost at Cardiff through, you know, difficulties. We have got to get together, and at Griffin Park, we've got to make Griffin Park a fortress and get results. I'm really disappointed with tonight.
It looked a bit like, at times, for Brentford, a bit of a training game in that first half. They were sort of like patting the ball around a little bit with no real urgency, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think they were patient in the first half, and as I said to Laney, it's difficult when teams put players behind the ball and you break them down slowly. But I think the mistake we made some changes, which was great. When Frick Gung-ho got the goal, and that should have been the breakthrough to change the game, and instead we sat back again, and the changes were made. There was holes in the middle, we didn't seem to know what formation we're playing, and we didn't press, and at the end we fell to the old sucker punch, and only one team went for it at the end, and I don't think it was us.
Well, I mean, again, I mean, like I said to you, I thought we seemed to have fallen apart towards the back end of that half. We were a little bit all over the place, weren't we?
I don't think they knew what position. Yeah, they took off Woodsy and Unai, which is a strange one. They didn't seem to quite get the formation, although it worked for the goal. And then at the end, but you know, silly passes out from the back. We kept giving the ball away. We kept going for the fancy thread-through pass, and none of those came off. And yeah, we should never let a 1-0 slip against a team like Burton. Hashtag.
I mean, teams like Burton, to be fair, like I said to you, that they're going to be battling their way out of this division. They've got some good results. They beat Millwall a couple of weeks ago. They've come down to Brentford here, and they've got a good result on a Tuesday night. You can't take anything for granted in this league, can you?
I've got nothing against Burton. I've got massive respect for what they've achieved. I thought you should have been manager of the year last year for what you achieved, so don't take any of those comments being against Burton. But, you know, Brentford should win their games at home against teams that they're better than. It's nothing about who they are, and we failed to do that today. It's a very disappointing draw.
We're all a little bit disappointed here, aren't we?
Just a bit. Just a bit. One shot on target and they score. Honestly, that's outrageous, isn't it?
But that's, I mean, that's Brentford for you, though. You know, we keep talking about that, you know.
How do we play so well previously? And then, I mean, they played well on Saturday, didn't they? I wasn't there, but from what I heard. And then they just, it's just, I don't know what was going on. There's just listlessness. Well, I don't know what it is. Maybe he should try a different starting lineup next time. I don't know. Mix it up a bit. I don't know what to say.
I mean, people are a little bit confused, a little bit disappointed, a little bit kind of like all over the place with this result.
You know. What do you reckon?
Well, we're top of the table. We're top of the table in throwing away a winning position. And we've more than any other club in this division, we throw away winning positions. That's why we've got so many draws. We've just got to close games out. It's silly, you know, you can't allow teams like that back in it. They have no right getting anywhere near back, you know, into the game. So,
I'm going to say,
kill things off.
And we're saying this with all due respect to Burton, because at the end of the day, they are a football team, and they know how to play football.
They know how to play and they know how to defend, don't they? But my husband just sent me a message and said, for God's sake, are you guys able to park the bus for the last 15 minutes of a game? And I said, well, it's not the way we play. We just don't park the bus, do we? It's just not our style. But yeah, it was lackluster.
I mean, Florian's goal was just the best thing in the game, obviously. But we just couldn't do anything else, really. I don't know. I don't understand. It's very strange.
The first 15 minutes was promising, and then it just sort of went flat after that, didn't it? I don't know.
International break yeah, post yeah. fizz.
Maybe. Well, we've got QPR on Monday. There should be some frisson attached.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Possibly the worst result of the season, even though it's a draw. And this, again, no disrespect to teams like Burton, because we are teams like Brentford. But again, we say that we're on home. And for most of that game, Burton weren't looking very good at all. And we should have just basically put them to bed. That's my thoughts.
That's very close, Bill. I thought, personally, it has to be one of the worst performances of the season. We were slow, we were pedestrian. We should have been quick and at them, and we were the complete opposite to that. And it's just a frustrating night all round to watch. You know, you just... I think Smith tried to, for a change, tried to change things early. And I'm not sure we quite got the subs right, but...
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, again, talking around, most people might say they've got the subs completely and utterly wrong. Because, yes, okay, Canos got the goal, and which is great. You know, he's got the goal, but he got taken down, and the goal came from his takedown. But then the midfield, I mean, it was just all over the place after that, weren't we?
Well, we never had a grip on midfield the whole game, personally felt. Speaking to my brother earlier, we both said the same thing. It was, they had Banks of five in there and one up front, and we just had all season I've watched us and watched what beautiful we played, and now we passed it around, we passed it reasonably quick and stuff, don't we? We're complete opposite today, and it's difficult your finger on total, but it's just a frustrating night to sit there and watch or stand there and watch. And I haven't really got much more to say, but I'm dumbfounded in a way to see that performance.
We struggled to kind of get out the traps and do what we needed to do, but then we went 1-0 up, and we were like, okay, we're 1-0 up now. Well, technically, we should have been cruising.
Well, we had 10 minutes where we sort of got him a little bit, and then some reason we sort of to sit back and let him go. And you watch players out in the wing, their players out in the wing cut inside, and you watch them, and no one willing to close them down. The ball goes in. And just easy knocking at the far post. It's just think, what's going on in our players' heads when they're watching that sort of thing? When they can play the football they play, and then tonight it was like watching a completely different team tonight. And you can't get much more frustrated than that. You go home and away. You know, I go as many away games as I can. You know, I don't know what to say about it tonight. Just
do you think they were tired?
Poor excuse, isn't it? It's poor excuse. They've had nearly 2 weeks off, and not longer, haven't they? How can you say they're tired? I know it's a tough game at Cardiff, and you know they gave their all and all that, but that's no excuse. No excuse at all. No excuse at all. Isn't it?
Well, sorry, they were thinking of reasons why we were just so poor, really.
Yeah, I think midfield was a big issue for us today, and I think Woods took a big hit early, and that seemed to affect him a bit. And we didn't recover.
Do you think that may be why he got taken off?
I think definitely he got taken off. He didn't seem to be moving freely after that. I think Sawyers. I know a lot of people have their issues with Sawyers. I like Sawyers, but today he was sort of non-existent, and that didn't help our cause. And I've got Mukoccio on there. The one player I think he's not going to play. That's going to be what we want and fight and win a ball. Like I say, McCormack, but. He does get that foot in, that little foot in you need just to nick the ball off and do those special things that you just want and lay the ball in. And that's what we're missing today. And to bring McKechnie on, who's, in my opinion, very similar to Soyuz in a way he wants to play and stand off. Yeah, creative but standoffish in a way. We needed someone else who's just going to be able to get a little toe in and disrupt them a bit more than we did. And it wasn't there today with the players they had on the pitch. It's similar as that, isn't it?
Just talking to people. They seem a little bit kind of gobsmacked, a little bit disappointed, a little bit downhearted, a little bit confused. There's all these sort of, I'd say symptoms, but there's all these feelings flying around. And it's not because they expected to beat teams like Burton, even though technically, as we say, playing at home against a team who was near the bottom of the league and were struggling for the first, 60, 70 minutes of the game. Technically, we should be beating teams like Burton because we're at home and we're playing the ball around, but we didn't really take them to the sword. Have you got as much confusion of other people, or do you think it's just whatever?
No, absolute clarity. Summed up our weaknesses at home. When people parked the bus, they knew what they were doing. We knew what they were doing, but we couldn't break it down. It's been interesting this week with fans saying about us and our tin pot status, and then after the Cardiff game, they're happy to turn it on Burton with their teams like Burton, and that element of hypocrisy. We don't have a right to win at home, and we've not been particularly great at home for the last year and a half or so. We could see this coming, because what do we actually give their keeper to do over the 90 minutes? There wasn't enough. Sawyers looked really tired. There wasn't enough creativity in the middle. The wind was whipping in. I don't know if that affected the goal. Burton played on Saturday, same as us. But we looked like Burton had had an extra week's rest. And it was the right result. We weren't robbed. We mugged ourselves off.
Sometimes it's quite hard to get a feel for this Brentford team, because sometimes when you sort of kind of think that you're there, then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, they're not quite there. And then all of a sudden it goes all horribly wrong, and then you get back in there again. It's like, we're like swinging backwards and forwards the whole time, and you don't quite know when to catch the swing. And today we were definitely off kilter on the swing, weren't we?
Yeah, I think everyone expected us to bounce back today, and you know, we expected to win today, not because of the size of Burton as a club, but just, you know, looking at them, they're a struggling team. We should be beating struggling teams. You know, when people look at us and go, oh, we should be beating Brentford, they don't take into account how good football we play. Burton don't play good football. Burton are struggling. They're on a survival. They're really struggling to stay in this division. You know, fair play to them. You got to do what you got to do. But they come and park the bus. There was most of the game, they had everyone behind the ball, and we struggle. We struggle with that. And when we went one ahead, I really thought, yeah, that was the clinching goal. Obviously, we needed a second goal. That didn't come, but I really thought we would hold out, because they didn't really offer anything. But it was just our Achilles heel. Another very long ball deep into the area. Some people are saying it was Bentley should have done better. I couldn't see. It was right down the other end. You know, I'm not making any comment on that. But we didn't really carve out any other chances, to be honest with you. It was, you know, apart from, what was a brilliant free kick by Josephson, they would have won 1-0. And I think Lou's just said the result wasn't a travesty. It wasn't. You know, we didn't carve out enough goal scoring opportunities because they made life extremely difficult for us.
Worst result of the season?
Yeah, no, undoubtedly, yeah. But we're going to do better against teams that want to play us at football or give us some kind of football game. Today was very reminiscent of, it was like playing Wimbledon back in the third division. You know, I'm glad Burton are here, because it's good that it's not all about massive clubs in this division. But then they're I tweeted it during the game. They're in the wrong league. They're out of their depth. Brentford were in a different league to them today, but unfortunately we could only go one goal ahead, and they carved out an opportunity. You know,
but don't you think? Let's be realistic about this. This poses a problem, because look, not be funny. You can't have all teams coming down playing pretty football so that you can play pretty football against them and out pretty them and beat them. At the end of the day, we need to be able to mix our game up, play different styles of football, or be able to beat different teams that are coming to play different types of football against us. And if you ain't going to do that, then you're pretty much going to end up mid-table.
Yeah, no, I do agree with that. There wasn't an extra dynamic to us tonight. We were fairly predictable, I'd say. I thought Flojo wasn't up to his normal. You know, in the last few weeks he's been really, really good. No one's really taken players on in that final third of the game.
third. Canos tried to.
A bit, but they try and get it in. They try and whip a cross in, and hope someone's going to be in on the end of it. There's no one really dribbling, and it's not like, I wouldn't call it traditional wing play going on, where someone like does a mazy run and then they win through and they create a chance for themselves. It's all about passing and creating chances for someone else. Sometimes you need a bit of individual brilliance, and that did come from the Flojo free kick, but that was from a dead ball situation. Sometimes I expect a little bit more from our attacking players out wide, cutting in, carving out opportunities for themselves. You know, I feel a bit sorry for Morpay. He didn't get a sniff tonight. He didn't do anything particularly wrong, but you know, he wasn't getting any service again. So, you know, we weren't clicking on many levels tonight. We didn't do a lot wrong, but we didn't do enough right.
Okay. And that's a disappointment from everybody. But listen, we need to just park that one, put it to bed. We've got a bit of a long rest now because we've got no game at the weekend. Our next game is next Monday, so we've got pretty much a week to go now until our next game. We're going to play QPR away. Going to be a couple of thousand fans down at Loftus Road, and that'll be a lively one come what way. And we know, we have to know that the Brentford team are not going to let us down for that game. They should know that out there. I don't know who's out there going to be leading them and telling them they can't be doing what they did a couple of years ago at QPR, because that is a big game for us. So they need to step up to the plate. So if they've decided to chill out against Burton because they want to save it all for QPR, then they need to actually deliver next week, because they've got rid of that card. That card's been played today. They need to do it against QPR. Besotted Pride of West London podcast. I just want to remind you, if you go to the Besotted website, the social, our Christmas bees up at the brewery is going to be a right laugh. We've got Big Bob Taylor, and we've got Kev O'Connor, Super Kev O'Connor, as well on the night. And we've got a couple of more players lined up as well, which we'll announce in a few more days, which is all good. Bit of entertainment, but that's going to be at the Fuller's Brewery on Friday, the 15th of December. Get your tickets now. We put them on sale last week, and they've been going very well. Went on sale last Thursday or Friday, I think it is, and you've been quite potty for it. So get on there, click the button, and get hold of them. Really wicked night, beers, really lovely venue. It doesn't get rented out at all. Expect for a few special parties every now and again, and we've managed to negotiate a nice little do for the Brentford fans to come down there. As a special little do, because, you know, we're besotted, and we like to put on our little parties for you guys as well. And Fuller's also likes to do lots of things with Brentford fans who have got manners, as they say, which is all good. So it's going to be a great, great, great night. If you click on the link, you'll see all the things that you can get. There's a few drinks thrown in there as well for the Bees fans, so that should be quite a laugh as well. If you also look on the Besotted shop, we've actually put a few things up on our shop. We like to put just a few quality things up there, and we've got some old Besotted prints as well. There's an old 60s Griffin Park print that we just put up, which is a massive canvas, 100 by 75 as well. So that's up there, as well as a few other stuff as well. The teams like Brentford, as we know about as well. We've got a t-shirt up there which has been flying out as well, which is all good. And other than that, what I would like to say is, subscribe to us on iTunes, subscribe to us on Audio Boom. Make sure you do that. But we've got all our mates around the corner here. Forget about Burton. We'll have to move on. Think about Cuba.
Come on, Cuba! Thank you.